Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello everyone. Happy Tuesday. It's the most favorite day of the week. Tuesday with your girl, Makisha Clainley with The Dumping Ground. I am a certified life coach. I want to thank each and every listener that takes the time to listen and leave your comments. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys listening in and leaving your comments. And I want to personally say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Enough about me. I created this platform to be a listening ear, a safe place where people can dump off their problems and pick up solutions. You know, I'm Coach Lee, here to prepare you for the game of life. My saying, there's greatness on the inside of each and every one of us. To get to that next level, we just need that push. You guys know for the whole month of May and June, I was intelling on Black businesses, small businesses, how we can unite and pour our resources and talents and time into different businesses and how we could make a difference. So again, with the continuation of a list of businesses that I have reached out to just let them know we are in this together, you're not alone. And I just want to shine a little light on your business so we don't be the best kept secret. So tonight I have some amazing businesses. My famous quote is, do not despise small beginnings. And everything starts with vision, prayer, and execution. And with these three ingredients, small beginning can develop into something that will blow your mind. And I have a few of these businesses. Let's get started. I do not want to take up too much of your time. I want to respect your time since I truly appreciate each and every one of you guys tuning in with me to hear my amazing shout outs to these businesses. So my first business is I Get Juice. Oh my goodness. When I seen this business, how many different juices they have, their Instagram is I Get Juice. Their website is igetjuice.net. I will have all this information again on all the social media platforms, on my Facebook page and on my social media, so you guys won't forget any of these. I want you to be a doer, not just a hearer, not a spectator, a participator. I want everybody to, especially now that we're on lockdown, you want a little outing, check some of these places out to just pour your support into these, into each of these businesses. So this one is I Get Juice. They're located at 1987 Scenic Highway, Snellville, Georgia. They have avocado toast. Now, ooh, I love avocado toast. That's my favorite. And they have all these different juices and for wellness and shots and different things that you guys can go and check them out. Excuse me. They're cold press. So check out this business. I Get Juice. Again, it's at igetjuice.net. This is their website, and they're located at 1987 Scenic Highway, Suite 113, Snellville, Georgia. Check that business out. Go get you some, make you some healthy choices, especially with the quarantine now. We want to make healthy choices so we can make sure our immune system is up to par so we can fight off any bacteria or anything that's trying to compromise our immune system. So this is a great place where you can start. I Get Juice. I think that is pretty amazing. My second place is, it's a place that I went to in December. I had it on my radar for a couple, I think it was in November. I went out with a couple of friends and we looked over and we just saw how Saturday evening, it was like around lunchtime, how that parking lot was so packed and we were like, what is going on over there? And one of the young ladies said, I want to go there for my birthday. So we did. And that's called Miss Icy's Kitchen and Bar. Miss Icy's Kitchen and Bar. That is located at 1371 Claremont Road in Decatur, Georgia. Their IG is Miss Icy's Kitchen and Bar. I had their avocado toast there. So it was super amazing. And I know when everything was normal, they used to have brunch and a live DJ, different things that was there. and it was really nice. And I'm sure that they're practicing social distance. If you want to just go in and just pick up you some food, just do that. And it's Miss Isis Kitchen and Bar. Again, their IG is Miss Isis Kitchen and Bar, and they're located at 1371 Claremont Row in Decatur, Georgia. And I hope you go out and support Miss Isis Kitchen and Bar. Yay! My next one, I am a sugarholic. I love junk food. It's a bad thing, but it is what makes me tick. And this, when I saw this black business, I was like, I'm definitely going to be pouring into this company. It's called Not As Famous Cookie Company. They handcraft cookie ice cream sandwiches, and they have so many different cookies that they will bake for you. When I looked at their website, it was so yummy. It looks so enticing that you makes you want to just buy all the cookies and have some discipline, Makisha. I know, I'm telling myself that. But I'm definitely going to be supporting. I want everybody else supporting. So it's called Not As Famous Cookie Company. They're handcraft cookies, ice cream sandwiches, all the different things they have on their menu. And you can order these cookies online at Not As Famous, their website. All this information will be listed on all platforms, my social media, Instagram, and Facebook. Now, this one is pretty funny how this one came to me. So one of my coworkers knew that this month I was shouting out small businesses, and she sent me a message through Facebook. She was like, hey, I know you're shouting out businesses. I go to this lady to get my brows done. I would never go any other place, and I would like for you to shout her business out. And I was like, okay. And what the funny thing about it is, the young lady, I think it's pretty cool that she is supporting this young lady's business. And she was like, hey, we need to pour into her and her company. The name of the business is called The Brow Girl. And she's located at 1400 Buford Highway, Suite G5, Sugar Hill, Georgia. She's a licensed, I can never say that word, but you know, with the skin. And she's, but she will make sure that your brows and your skin is taken care of. I looked at her website. She has so many different diversity of clients that she works with, and she was voted best of Gwinnett County. So her IG is the Brow Girl, and her website is thebrowgirl.com. Check her out. Go and get, you know, ladies, we want our brows to look the best, microblading, all these different things. Go check her out and pour into her business. Again, she's located at 1400 Buford Highway, Suite G5, Sugar Hill, Georgia. And again, she was voted best of Gwinnett. So that's big for Gwinnett. So I'm definitely going to go check her out. And again, it's called thebrowgirl.com. Okay. And my next one is, I was watching on Facebook this young lady, and I saw her different dances and everything, and I looked under, and it's called 777 Dance Studio. And I saw all the little girls, and they're dancing different styles of dancing, and I thought that was pretty amazing that these young little ladies, they had their little tutus or little suits on, and they were dancing, and they're into it. And I was just thought that was just pretty amazing. So if you have any young kids or who's interested in dancing or learning different styles of dancing, please support 777 Dance Studio. Their IG is 777. They're located at 2172 Fountain Square Way in Snellville, Georgia. And check out their website at 777dancecompany.com. And they have varieties of different programs that your kids can be involved in. I know everybody with the social distance and things, I'm sure they have ways that they could make sure it's social distance and your kids can be safe. But pour into our black dance studios. That is very important for it to be cultural and artistic and different dance, having different talents. So if your kids are dancing and want to learn how to dance, pour into this studio and help our black businesses. My next one is Peachy Brass. Peachy Brass. Peachy Brass IG is Peachy Brass, and they're a custom T-shirt. You know, this time of the year, it's family reunions, team spirit wear. This company will help you come up with your design for your family reunion or your team spirit or different things like that. They do all custom T-shirts for you. And I think we should just be pouring into it. They're located. They're online, peachybrass.com. Check them out and pour into their business. I know with custom T-shirts, I love custom T-shirts. I love God is Dope, but you can also create your own brand custom T-shirts for you or your team or your family reunion. So pour into these, into Peachy Brass. My next one is, this is a urban media market. When I saw this, so Gwinnett County had maybe 2 weeks ago, they had a whole segment in their Gwinnett newspaper on all these different black businesses that's in the Gwinnett County area. And this business was a part of that too. And it's called I See Black People, and they are urban media markets. So for independent group of creators, it's like a one-stop shop. If you need, you're trying to act or create movies or have ideas of movies, different things like that, they are located in North Coral, Georgia. Pour into them. If you have that creativity, you want to write movies and scripts or want to be a part of movies and script and independent film, check them out. They are located, again, in Norcross. Their website is umff.com, and their number is 4-4-5-9-0-4-7-16, and it's Urban Media Market Film Festival. So check out these different areas of industries of businesses. It's again, we need to pour into our community. We need to pour into our black businesses. We need to learn how to, like I said last week, change our learning how to purchase, pour into our black communities, change our purchase. We don't always have to spend with everybody else. We can, it's okay if we choose to spend with ourselves, but pour our money into our community. Pour your time. Black is smart and intelligent. Let's pull together and create unity. And when we create unity, God can command his blessing. So I feel like we can do this, especially at this time. We can stand in solidarity and help each other. Help each other. Go check out I Get Juice. Go check out Miss Icy's Kitchen Bar. Go check out Not As Famous Cookies. You know you like that sweet tooth, like Makisha. You like baked cookies. Check them out. We don't always have to buy Chips Ahoy. You can also share your money with your black community. You can go get your brows done from thebrowgirl.com. She will hook you up. Your kids want to dance. You have a black dance studio right here in Snellville, Georgia. You can pour into your black community with your kids dancing. You need custom T-shirts for your family reunion, for your sportswear, or just because. Peachy Brass, pour into them. You want to create movies and scripts and different things like that? Pour into I See Black People, Urban Media Mark, and they will help you. Let's pour our resources together and become one black. Let's create corporations and trails of legacies that we can leave for our kids and our kids' kids. So that's pretty much what I have to say this week. I will have this posted for you guys to, again, not to just hear me go on and on and on, but different businesses out. So I'll give you an example. My family is coming down, especially happy birthday to my sister, Sheila. Today is her birthday. Happy birthday, Sheila. I love you. And so they were supposed to be coming down for the 4th of July. So I supported last couple of weeks. I was talking about Splatters. Splatters is a mobile paint, sip and paint. So I know that my sister likes to do that. Guess what I did? I supported Splatters. I reached out to her. She already knows that I told her, this is what I need. Can you help me? She was accommodating, and she's going to send me exactly what I need to make sure that my sip and paint is going to be successful for my sister and my sister's for her birthday. So I'm saying we got to be a doer, right? We have to be a doer and to change our mindset, to learn how to respect. And we don't have to be always ask for a hookup or different things like that. Be willing to pay the price or whatever their price is, because that's their time that they invested into this product or service. So don't be, when we go to other people, we don't ask them to change their prices. We don't ask them for no hookup. So do give them the same respect as we give to other businesses. So that's all I have to say for tonight. It's been great to spend a couple minutes with you to give you more awesome Black businesses for Black Business Matters so we can be doers. Until next Tuesday.